This is our be moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how to renew our strength. Recently, I was reading in the book of Acts, which details how Paul and Silas were stripped and beaten with rods for proclaiming Jesus in the city of Philippi. Imagine how miserable their circumstances must have been. They were stripped, naked, beaten, put in chains, and imprisoned. But around midnight, the strangest thing happened. Both Paul and Silas began to sing and pray. Quite honestly, this seemed odd to me because I would understand if they cried out to God or even complained to Him. Yet instead, despite all they had been through, they chose to worship Him. We usually think of singing and rejoicing in response to God's blessings. But as my dear friend Sky Jahani points out, singing is not always in response to God's actions, but in anticipation of them. They sang to shift focus from their pain to their hope and to create space for God to act within them. Personally, my spiritual growth has come from realizing that when my heart is aching or when I'm anxious about something or I'm just not in the mood to worship, that it is more important than ever that I take the time to do so. By continuing to praise God and stay hopeful about the great things to come, we renew our strength. And as you think about that, remember these words: but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, renew your strength in Christ.